Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:38, this is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard, John Shumway on vacation this week. Back with me on Monday. And this Friday, want to bring your attention to a great event. It's about the Warrior Foundation. They have a golf outing coming up at Old Stonewall up there in Elwood City. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the founder, Butler native and Air Force veteran, Steve Monteleone. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
You've come a long way since we first met and your efforts to help our post-9/11 veterans. And one of the ways is to have fundraisers, obviously, and recognize our veterans. And how many years now for the golf tournament?
This will be our sixth year.
Is it that long already? I can't believe it myself.
And that's where it actually all—that's where this actually all started. A bunch of friends of mine golfing out there at Old Stonewall, and I just brought it up to them. You want to have a golf event for raise money for veterans? And whoever thought six, seven years from later that it's turned out to what it is?
You know, getting ready to come in today, I was thinking about you and doing this, and the fact is that it's hard to believe it'll be almost 17 years since we've had veterans from Afghanistan and then, of course, Iraq, and all those men and women who serve and their families that sacrifice. So in some of these cases, these vets have been veterans for a long time. What are the issues that are most important that you're dealing with on a daily basis?
There's a lot of issues. Some of those common ones we find are financial difficulties, finding a job, securing a job, housing as well. And it's also the mental side of it, the post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. So those are probably the top four we have found in our organization.
The physical injuries that veterans are dealing with are one thing, but there are unseen wounds that you are also working with.
Correct. With post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, obviously you cannot see that. So what we do is every Wednesday night at our office in Wexford, we have what we call It's About the Warrior Foundation Wednesday Night Musters. Muster meaning gather. And we just have guys come in. We just hang out, play cards, play some cornhole, and just hang out and have a good time and talk. And, you know, guys want to get stuff off their chest as well. We also have a lot of gatherings off of that, you know, different events. And then Dr. Burnett, who is actually in our office, who's an Afghan flight surgeon, he works doing PTSD seminars and talks about concussions in the brain. So it helps our veterans in a long way.
We're talking to Steve Monteleone, founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation. And Steve, I would imagine, you know, having the opportunity to be with other veterans in and of itself is good. I mean, that concept certainly not new, but really important that guys have others who can relate, because a lot of us, most of us, cannot. But how should we be with veterans? And what would you like to tell people in terms of interacting with all of our veterans?
Well, I think, you know, just basically listen to them. A lot of the guys that get frustrated and suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, they just want to be heard. They just want to be, just want you to listen to them. So if you have somebody that's frustrated, what I tell people is just listen to them. Let them vent. Let them get it off their chest. And then just take it from there and try to give them some kind of group, some kind of event with other veterans. That's what we do. That's what we try to focus on the most. Like last weekend, we went to Dirk's Bentley concert, took about 25 veterans and a guest. We had a big crowd out there, and we had a great time. And, you know, that's one of the things, like I said, in our foundation, we try to build on the camaraderie, which it's not a personal thing to no one who's been in the military, but it's just a veteran-on-veteran thing. It's just huge for our guys.
So do you need any help Friday? Can we get some folks? Are you sold out for golfers, or how can we help?
We're all sold out. We got the volunteers. We got jumpers coming in on airplanes, and we got all the branches of the military, and all of our details will be there. We got some ladies from Sweet Adelines International singing the national anthem, and honoring Tia. Yeah, we're booked solid. We got some celebrities to be out there: Josh Miller and Pierre LaRouche and Ashley Doherty. Yourself will be out there. We're hoping ball pump Annie. So it'll be a great day, and a lot of media people. Good time, raise some money, and have a good time at the same time.
Well, we appreciate your efforts, Steve, on behalf of our men and women who have served and in some cases are serving, and their families who also sacrifice. It's about the Warrior Foundation. If you'd like to help, I suggest you go to the website, which is?
IATW.us.
IATW.us. We'll have a link on KDKRadio.com. Right. And down the road, it sounds like we'll have a new branch of the service, maybe. The Space Force.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What was your reaction when you heard the Space Force? I had some of the veterans who were tweeting out some funny stuff.
Yeah, well, the first thing I thought of was the movie Spaceballs. You ever saw it?
Actually, yes, which is a spoof of Star Wars.
Yes. That's the first thing I thought of, and I'm like, I don't know where that came from.
Well, it's a long road. I guess this is going to take some wrangling in Congress. But in the in the meantime, we appreciate you for all you do for our veterans, and we'll see you on Friday, Steve.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.